We're back here on the High School Volleyball Coaches Preview Show. Jeff Blankman talking right now with first-year head coach Nikki Ubel with the Peyton Sherdan Rockets. As the Rockets coming off a 3-13 season a year ago in a program that looks like it's headed in the right direction. Coaches, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on becoming the head coach at Peyton Sherdan.
Hey, thank you.
You betcha, Coach. Let's talk a little bit about you here. It's your first year with Peyton Sherdan, but you're not new to the area. You're not new really to the kids and stuff there as well. Your daughters have went to school or are currently going to school at Peyton Sherdan and stuff. So tell us a little bit about you and your background with volleyball and how you got involved with Peyton Sherdan.
I graduated from Jefferson Scranton. I played in the volleyball program here, played a little bit after high school, and then even still in recent years at the Adult League. Volleyball is a sport that I've always followed and always really enjoyed and like to learn about and study. And then just having the girls go into Peyton Sherdan, I found that their volleyball program was somewhere that maybe I could fit in and contribute. And this year when the job opened up, I thought it'd be fun. I have a daughter entering seventh grade, so I'll be involved with the program at the games anyway. So decided if I'm going to do it, I better do it now.
What do you feel like you bring? I can tell there's a lot of passion for the game in you. What do you feel like you bring to the program?
I think just that, a new passion. I really try to instill positive attitude, controlling the things that the girls can control in the sport. Like I said, I've really enjoyed studying the sport. I'm sure I'm not a tall girl, so playing volleyball, it was more of a strategic game for me, and I think maybe teaching the girls some of those different things about the game that they may not have known or may not have understood before has been something different to bring.
Coach, you and I chatted before the show today, and you mentioned that you had some open gyms in the summer. What did you learn about the team and the girls that you have coming in this year? And then what were some of the things that you focused on?
They were excellent athletes going all summer long. Peyton Sherdan has opportunities for weightlifting and speed and agility throughout the summer. And then we had just some open gym scrimmages where I was able to really kind of just get in and see the girls. I knew a lot of the athletes just from being involved with the school or having kids go to school there. I knew this is an excellent group of hard workers. They're all wonderful student athletes. I've been really surprised in a good way about the commitment that they have to it and just how much fun we're having and how much work they're really willing to put into it.
Let's talk style of play for you. You mentioned not the tallest player, so I'm assuming maybe a DS or a back row player. Maybe you had to hit some as well. But what's the style that you're looking for? We'll start offensively. Are you going to play fast? Do you want to get the ball up to the ceiling and let your girls go get it? What type of style offensively are you looking to play?
I like to attack everything. We're really working hard on everything is an opportunity for a kill or for an attack. And so we're going to, you know, really work our girls up at the net. We're going to hit from the back row. We're going to just really bring a hunger for points.
Defensively, I kind of get the sense that you're not wanting to let the ball hit the ground.
You never do. Yep.
What are you working on here defensively, and what have you seen from the kids defensively so far?
We are, you know, just really getting a new defensive system down, where we need to be, where we need to be positioned, how we can read what the other side's doing, learning to adjust based on what we see and what we anticipate they're going to do. And then working as a group, you know, not one person is going to stop another team. So how do we use our players? How do we shift? How can we tell what the girl next to us is going to be doing? And therefore, how do we adjust and react to that? So
I know this group pretty well. There's some quiet kids, but some that will talk as well. Have you got them talking pretty well out on the floor?
Yeah, it's funny. They had a tendency to be really quiet at the beginning.
Yep.
And so that's been one of my bigger challenges is just really just getting them talking all the way through every play. What's happening? How are we communicating? Who's doing what? So, yeah, we're bringing it out.
I get the sense somebody, again, that played back row, you know how important the block is, not always just to get the block, but to direct where the ball goes or get some touches. Not a lot of height on this team, so what are you working on as far as kind of having that front row, back row work together as far as strategy of where to set up and to get some touches at least on some of those balls?
We've got several girls that are really getting their blocking down. I think we're going to have a real presence up at the net. You're right, not a ton of height, but I've got some pretty powerful blockers, girls that can jump, girls that can go, and girls that are hungry to do it.
Coach, Mia Russell, Kalia Minahan, Olivia Smith, and Ella Tassler, kind of the top returners from last year. How many girls out overall for you, and who are some of the other girls that may find themselves in that mix for varsity time this season?
So we've got big numbers this year compared to what we've historically have at Peyton Trudan. I think our total between varsity and JV this year right now is at 17, which is enough to really have two solid groups. Yeah, before that you mentioned, I've also been really impressed with Eden Smith. She's a freshman. She's coming up. She's learning how to use her height and her power a little bit. She's also a really good setter, so we may end up running two setters sometimes, maybe one in Ella Tassler. Holly Miller also is looking really promising. And then I've got just some really good solid back row players, Madison Roper and Maggie Reed.
Coach, heading into the season here and into fall camp, what are some of the strengths you think this team has, and then what are some areas you're concerned about going into the year?
So our strengths, we just have really good fundamentals that we're learning, that we're putting together. There's a lot of really good talent amongst these girls. There's a lot of players who are going to be vying for spots. It's weird to think that as a school the size of Peyton Trudan, we almost have too many really good players, but that's kind of the position I'm finding us in, is that I've got girls that are all going to be fighting for playtime and some depth in our roster that's kind of exciting. What I think we'll struggle with, coming off a 3-13 season, that's tough. You create some bad mental habits when you're in that position. And so I think really just teaching them how to win, teaching them how to expect to win, and then teaching them how to really move from one play and not let that turn into five bad plays. Let's move on to the next one right away if we lose a point. So just creating some new mental habits.
Coach, what do you know about your schedule coming in, being the first year? I know you've been around the area, but what do you know about some of the teams on the schedule?
Not a lot. I've heard some things about a couple of teams, but honestly, right now we're just really focused on our team and how we can improve and how we can play our game no matter what the other team is going to bring against us.
Rolling Valley Conference, there's been some really strong play in that the last few years. What are you looking at with the conference? What are you hoping to accomplish going into the year in the conference play?
It's a little early for me to really have a good answer for that. I think we're going to be a contender. I think we're going to shock a lot of teams. I hope we're going to be as good as what I think we're putting together right now. But until we get out there and play some of these better teams, I'm just not really sure yet.
Well, Coach, it's been fun getting a chance to get to know you, looking forward to getting over there and meeting you and watching and covering your team this year. So thank you very much for all the time here on the High School Volleyball Coaches Preview Show. Wish you the best of luck this year, and we look forward to catching up with you each and every week.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
You bet. Head Coach Nikki Ubel again with the Peyton Trudan Rockets will step away. Mason's going to be sitting down with Derek Reischauer from Exiro Corn Kimbleton coming up next here on the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network.